que a mí, o sea, de no tener tal en café. Pensa. Members, thank you very much for attending this meeting. I'm apologizing about this up and down, but it was not meant for somebody was just taking our portal from in 120. But nevertheless, we're here now. I think we need to start. I think before we start, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this opportunity to welcome all of you for this second meeting of this year, in this term. Thank you very much. Again, I would like to propose the adoption of this agenda as it is, except the adoption of the minutes. Number six, everything on second term. We would like to take it out this one. If the committee is agree with me, we would like to take number six on the briefing on second term program 2015. We will table it in the next meeting. Can we adopt the agenda? Is there anyone who would propose the adoption of the agenda?
She was not mentally absent.
Our members, let's go for the apologies. Is there any apologies? Except Honorable One, she's attending another meeting. Okay. Any apologies, Honorable members? Thank you. Honorable members, I think we need to, I don't know whether, because we've been with the commission for second time this year, in with him last year, but it is, I think it's wise to, because there is a new member, I think we say since this year, then we need to introduce ourselves. I'll start. My name is Dumisani Kimi, representing the Western Cape with the NSOP, chairperson of this committee. Thank you very much.
Well, my name is Gershon Dixon, the Community Secretary for the Committee.
Good morning, my name is George Mishalkis. I am permanent delegate for Free Chat.
Good morning, my name is Marvin Chetty. I'm a delegate for Chat.
Good morning, I'm Julius Coleman, delegate for Free Chat.
My name is Chad Mohan.
Good morning. My name is Roger Sushan. I'm a member of this committee. Yes, my name is Chan.
I'm a member of the committee. I'm a
member of the committee. I'm a member of the committee.
Good morning, my name is
Patricia
Whittle. I'm the
researcher
for the committee.
Good morning, my name is Mangashisha from the
Foundation Management Group. Thank you very much. I think
the chairperson on Hans Meyer of the United States Commission on United States Affairs and the Ethics Development Commission. And, Honourable members, today our agenda is accepting a verdict by the Magistrate Commissioner on the following progress report. Progress report dated June 9, December 2014 on the provisional suspension from Office of Duty R.M. Malakela, experienced additional magistrate at Yelma. In terms of Section 13F of the Magistrate Act of 1993, number 9 of 1993. B. Progress report dated 29 December 2014 on provisional suspension from the office Ms. M.J. Homo, and additional magistrate at Rambeck. In terms of Section 13F of the Magistrate Act, 1993, number 90 of 1993. C. A progress report dated 29th December 2014 on the provisional suspension from office of Ms. Van Skalvik, Chief Magistrate at Kempton Park, in terms of Section 33F of the Magistrate Act of 1993. D. Again, progress report dated 29th December 2014 on the provisional suspension from the office of Mr. IWOF Broke, the magistrate at Innsbruck, in terms of Section 15.3F of the Magistrates Act of 1993. E. Progress report dated 29th December 2014 on the provisional suspension from the office of Mr. E.R. Rampau, a regional magistrate at Makadu, Limpopo Province, in terms of Section 13.3F of the Magistrates Act of 1993. F. The last one. A progress report of Mr. T.S. O., regional magistrate at Kimberley, dated 15th December 2014. I think the commission will brief us about those I've already mentioned. And I know that the commission is aware of this report. So I think you will not go word by word, but brief us fluently. Over to you, Master Commissioner.
Thank you, Honourable Jefferson. And yeah, just for clarity, I just want to reread the section, section 13.3F. One must just keep in mind that all these matters have already been previously suspended from office, pending an investigation to the fitness to hold office. The provisional suspension has been accepted by the Minister, and both Houses of Parliament have confirmed the provisional suspension. So these are just update reports on the misconduct inquiry to update Parliament. And then in terms of Section 13.3F, the Commission needs to must cause a report on the progress in the sector of that inquiry to be submitted to Parliament every 3 months. And this is another time to review on the latest report. New reports are due again on the end of March. I will, I'm busy drafting them already, so one needs to keep in mind that these reports have been written up to 29 December. It is only now that they have been tabled by the Minister, so the new information has not been produced in writing on this, in these reports. but I will update you if I can. Thank you, Chairperson. And we start with this Malashe and Dhamma. A very brief Chairperson. There was a lot of requests for information from her defense. If I can take you from 222 on page 100. Penultimate page. Ms. Malashe, 18th of June, filed an excessive motion at the North Gauteng High Court. You will recall that the commission charged her with misconduct, took a decision to charge her with misconduct, and supervision suspended. It's a recommendation. She took that decision of the commission to court by way of a notice of motion. We have already, the applications were opposed, but the commission decided nevertheless to proceed with the police suspension and to proceed with the misconduct inquiry. We have already consulted with counsel to oppose this application. We haven't had a date for hearing yet, so that's to be set. This is with regard to the motion application. With regard to the misconduct inquiry, we have eventually now, after having finished the defense with the request that particulars, further particulars, and notice of hearing was in due course, has been served on her, has been served on her, and the trial date is being set for the 11th of May 2015, consultations with the presiding officer and the attorney legal representative from this matter. Thank
Can you? I thought you just brief us, you according to Malashela, you can continue saying that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
And the committee is happy about that? Yeah. Or we want to have one by one? I think they must thank you for that.
I suggest that we deal with one by one, to deliberate and understand them now.
Okay, the committee happy about that. Now, this is Malashela's case. Can you comment on that?
Yeah.
Members, thank you.
I'm not commenting on the presentation. I didn't follow it because I was trying to follow the document. It's arranged to the document to him. It's put after the word. So I was trying to check which document is it. What is the intent after the court? So I'm just thinking, I feel that please next time that they make sure, or when the commission present to us, take us through which document is it, and we give it to check whether are we there to have the image information. Thank you.
So this is Malashe. You happy?
Yeah, I must also thank this secretary for the documents, but the arrangement is difficult. So I'm also thinking to find where all that says. And can Hans repeat it again for us?
Please, if you don't mind.
The recommendations from them. And what tell us where is it? We do have the document, but we're just trying to get to the right spot.
Chairperson,
thank you for program. So, can I suggest that we do it according to the document and not to the agenda? Then we'll find it easy.
I think according to the documents, the way that is kept, the if we can start, from at the bottom of the agenda, it's Mr. T.S. Paul. Is it not Paul Lim, sorry. Yes, Paul Lim. Paul Lim. So, according to the way that it is called, so.
Thank you. Thank you. I will do that. Actually, question asked you to put it in this sequence.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah, I can see the numbers. I can see the numbers. I can see
the numbers. Give me a minute. I'll just.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. What you can do. Give to them because they don't have it.
I don't know whether I should read it now, I'll say, or just do it later. Thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Wallace, the regional magistrate in Kimberley, has been charged with misconduct on the series of the charges and was recommended to be removed to release his spirit from office. Chairperson, again, there was a request from NGOs since he was assigned in the Sexual Offence Court that it would not be desirable to have all these party members to hear them afresh whilst he is on tradition suspension. So they approached the High Court with an application that he be allowed to finalise his party members. And this was conceded to by Parliament, and Parliament then lifted the suspension, the provisional suspension conditionally. And the conditions were that he is assigned only to do these part-head matters, and any decision regarding the location of new matters is to be informed by the outcome of the inquiry into the scripture of others. Then also that he should do these part-head matters afresh, not do these part-head matters afresh, and that it is therefore necessary to proceed to conclude these apartheid matters in the interest of the children and women who are involved and who already testified, and that he should not conduct himself in a manner that compromises the integrity of the judiciary and the administration of justice into disrepute, and that he should that the Commission should provide regular reports to the National Assembly as well as this committee. Whether Mr. Olley is abiding by the conditions of the appointment and the progress of the cases before him, as well as the status of the disciplinary hearing. Obviously, 26 matters with NHGA is a spreadsheet of 26 matters, part of matters he dealt with. He concluded 21 of them, so he's only dealt with 5. So I think he's making good progress in that regard. Chairperson, with regard to the disciplinary inquiry, the matter stands postponed for the 23rd and 27th of March, that's the last sentence of page 3 of this very thing. But up to now, we have had lengthy applications for recusal of the presiding officer, who is also a regional magistrate. We have points in Lima raised, and he took the decision of the presiding office for the recusal, his application for the recusal to get on review. So it took a lengthy time up to now to proceed with the inquiry. Hopefully we're going to be there next week. even note that he was absent on various occasions, or there was a misunderstanding between him and his counsel about the documents, and he didn't have documents, he couldn't proceed. So there were a lot of delays. The presiding officer has to take a firm decision in that regard, but also defer. Otherwise, he's going to take us to the High Court again and say that it's your procedural you have acted wrong, you have acted unfair. So it's up to the deciding officer. That's, of course, all postponements, because of postponements from the sins, we oppose. But hopefully next week we may proceed.
I just out of interest, like, what was the grounds for the application for refusal of the presiding officer?
Alleged bias. Though he ruled in favor of Mr. Holley and in favor of the commission on various occasions.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to know this three reported. There was also variance on 27 February. I didn't hear that from the report, but I just would like to know what happened there. Was the legislature also absent here, and was it postponed again to the original date, or what happened? And just cancelled on 27 February.
Chairperson, my information, I'm not dealing with the matter myself, because I'm dealing with it, is that it turned out to be you. He reported him as asking. But I'll stand to be corrected, and I'll deal with that in the next reporting.
Sure. And me? Clarity? If not, then, oh, yes, Madam Zaman.
Yeah, just to check, again to keep our track on, is that the previous decision of the EBS the recommendation and the also decision of the committee was that, and as requested by his rules, is that he must finish all the part head matters, and it's five that are left. What is what's the process in this five that is concerned? But should the process also second part? Should the process of the hearing conclude before the five matters, the five part head matters are completed? What would be the situation?
Chairperson, this report is written on, it was compiled in December 2014, so the MHC is only updated until December 2014. You will know that some of the matters have been remanded or remanded to the 22nd of January, and there's one that's been remanded, it's remanded in the morning to the 22nd of May, so on the next progress report, we will update the committee also on the progress made in as far as the party of matters are concerned. As regards to the disciplinary inquiry, the disciplinary inquiry is concluded before the final of this party of matters. It depends on what the finding will be. It is a finding of guilty, and there's a recommendation for the removal from office. Then, of course, and that's been confirmed by Parliament, and he's been removed from office by the Minister. And of course he has any jurisdiction to deal with this matter any longer. Otherwise, he would have given him the additional points to deal with this. But in terms of the Matters Act, the Matters Court Act, he is obliged to finalize part of matters. But we'll have to see what happens with the discipline environment, the outcome of the discipline inquiry.
Yes.
I will propose a teacher.
Sorry?
I'm proposing that we not intercept the interception report.
Thank you. That is the proposal that we are meeting this and very similar report.
Thank you.
Can we proceed to, according to our package, the next one is Magistrate Spastalic. In our agenda, according to our package, it's C, progress report on his fund.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. This is Jason Scomplex, he's Chief Magistrate of Clinton Park. He's charged with misconduct. Chairperson, the defence also raised numerous points in M&A and applications which were both argued before the deciding officer on October 2014. Her application was not successful in respect of one count, but the deciding officer postponed the inquiry to the 16th of January for hearing. The defence again requested the postponement due to the non-availability of certain documents they alleged. The person giving the evidence on behalf of the Commission, the Chief Magistrate, objected, but the deciding officer decided to grant the postponement the 23rd and 25th of February for hearing. It appeared on the 23rd of February 2015, Ms. von Skalkwitz, Tribunal was informed that Ms. Matarkis never passed away, so she requested a further postponement and another statement postponed to 21 April for hearing. I will give the latest update to you on the next report.
Thank you. Now, members, clarity or questions? No questions, no clarity. Honourable Malipula.
Thank you, Chair. I'm proposing that you deal with the request of progress report. I'm proposing that you deal with the report.
Thank you very much. The report is noted. Very good. Can we proceed to me here? On the package is empty.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, members. Mr. Khumo is still in jail and serious charges of corruption. Chairperson, the Commission has a policy of a matter of determination not to await the outcome of a criminal matter to commence with a discipline inquiry, because there are various reasons for that. It's a total different process. But in this instance, the National Prosecuting Authority, due to the seriousness and the sensitivity of the case, of the criminal case, has requested the Commission not to proceed with a discipline inquiry, because it would prejudice the state's case. It would mean that we would give the evidence of witnesses or the state before they testify in court and this would be held against them, because they would compare the testimony of the disciplinary inquiry which is under oath. They would have statements in the documents, you know, they would have evidence that by the state in the criminal matter, and I would agree with it due to the sensitivity of the matter at this stage. There was even a trial already, and The complaint also tests that this is the witness for the study. So the commission requested the NPA to update it on the progress on the criminal matter on a regular basis. And this was done on the committee's last meeting, the 27th of February, and the commission supplied the solution, not to proceed the discipline inquiry anymore. Mr. Homo has been prison suspended from office, and we are requesting the EPA to, or the NPA to do its level best to act around the criminal proceedings. But it's a very, very sensitive matter. You've got to call that to use. This is a catch-up case which he's involved in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members?
Thank you. Just saying that this is a very tough for the others. I would like to know that what will the effect be on the disciplinary hearing for Legislative Homo if the MPA requested us not to commence with the disciplinary procedure. Also, what the effect on Section 33E or A, when it states that 60 days after the disclosure suspension or the spoiler suspension or lapse or what, I don't fully understand the difference.
Thank you, Chair. If one reads Section 33A, it says the Minister on the advice of the Commission may provisionally suspend the matter from office if, one, the Commission, after following up with a reasonable opportunity to be heard, regarding the desirability of such provisional suspension is satisfied, there's a variety of evidence existing indicating that the allegation against the matter is of such a serious nature to make it inappropriate for the magistrate to perform the functions of the magistrate while the allegation is being investigated, and two, an investigation has been instituted by the commission to such matters fitness to hold office. And then E, the provisional suspension of the magistrate in terms of paragraph A lapses after 60 days from the date of the suspension, unless the commission, within that period, commences its inquiry into the allegations in question by causing a written notice. Now that has been done. Mr. Holman has been charged, he's been served with a charge sheet indicating the allegations. And the matter has been, there was an appearance before the presiding officer. There also been a sentence requested for postponement in this regard, pending the outcome of the criminal matter. So, for all instance, in terms of Section E, the Commission complied with the section, the privileges of the section, commenced with the inquiry, it is never postponed. So not leading any evidence.
I hope it's not there. Sorry, sir, the first part of the question, the effect of the conditions living for several years, and the fact that the NPA is based on the condition of the commission, that will there be any negative consequences for the commission?
Chairperson, I think in this instance, we would rely on the evidence. So we actually are also in a position to have the evidence of the state already at hand. So we can submit maybe a criminal record in our proceedings. So it would be actually to our benefit.
Thank you, sir. I would like to propose that we look at the report, taking into consideration what the member of the magistrate commission has said that they will appeal the NPA to extend the investigation. Hopefully, that's the record of the NPA. you know, supposed to be meeting between center of February. But since what is recorded was combined with the state is involved and the things are not sure, we cannot have to us very soon yet. So we'll hear at the next meeting when they present the reconciliation.
Thank you, Chair. I think if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Meraki is the following one.
Yes.
Mr. Meraki is a message from Lichtenberg. Chairperson, this matter comes a long way already. He's been represented by senior counsel, although he is completely suspended from office and his remuneration has been withheld. He's looking forward to senior counsel. Nevertheless, Chairperson, we are making progress with the disciplinary inquiry. Page 6 is right at the top. The notice was partly heard. It's still partly heard. But it has been postponed to proceed today. Further hearing. The Commission hopefully will close the case today. A lot of witnesses have been testified on behalf of the Commission. And so Moradi Onda also indicated that he will testify in his defense and he will call witnesses. So we're making progress in this regard. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
I will propose that we notice the report and
thank you very much. This report is now shared by the court. Can you proceed?
Thank you.
To a member of the power, she has a power with the council.
The chairperson, Mr. Tiaan Bao is a regional magistrate in Lafon. He also had a lot of difficulties in proceeding with this with the disciplinary inquiry because he's also charged with corruption, serious charges of corruption. Fortunately for us, Mr. Rambao on the 6th of October 2014 tendered his resignation. So we do not have any jurisdiction over him to proceed with the disciplinary inquiry. This could be discontinued. The disciplinary inquiry. He's not a judicial officer any longer. He's not a magistrate. So, we have closed our file on the case.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Is there any, can there be anything about the person who's no longer in that step? Yes, sir. Thank you. Honourable Members? No taps? This master is no longer a whole master anymore. The committee is not after he resigned. Thank you. And then can we proceed to now to Marcella, who was the first, now is the last. Then I think if you remind him again, to my
good, thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Ms. Malashe, in addition, I can tell us, like I said, she was the Commission passed her with misconduct and recommended in the meanwhile that she be provisionally suspended from office. She was charged with 39 counts of misconduct and instruction was served on the 5th of March 2014. In the meanwhile, she filed a notice of motion in the Gauteng North Gauteng High Court, citing the Commission and Minister as the first and the fourth respondents. She advised an order inter alia to declare the Commission's decision to charge her with misconduct to be wrongful and unlawful. And this allegation is opposed. We have just consulted, members of colleagues of mine have just consulted counsel for the Commission and for the Minister to proceed and to file documents in opposing the application. So that's matters for pending. We don't have a date for the hearing yet. With regards to the misconduct inquiry, Chairperson, the Commission decided to in any event proceed with the inquiry and they requested documents of further particulars which were delivered to them. And at the moment, we have a notice of sedan has been, a notice of hearing, a notice of sedan has been served on her, and the earliest date we have is on the 11th of May 2015, for this hearing to commence. Thank you, Chair. Yes, in consultation, of course, with the legal representatives and the presiding officer, there are three parties involved and all the witnesses, of course.
Thank you very much, Honourable Zamande.
Just as to check whether there has been any response with the proceeding of the hearing on the 11th of May, because there's not there any indication that they will interdict or do anything to stop the hearing to proceed now that they now that the commission decided to present them in the decided court for this for this year and to proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think there's a question we also asked, and that the notice of hearing was served on a legal representative personally. Up to now, we haven't received any response to the acknowledgement of defeat. So, now it's about a month, more than a month ago, it was a person served on a legal representative. So, up to now, we haven't had any response that they're going to take any action against this serving of the notice. But it's not the 11th of May yet, so we'll have to see.
Thank you. Honourable Mahalakas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think the biggest concern in some of these matters is the delay tactics that are, well, if there are any, then how is the Commission dealing with those constant delays of certain matters? Because, I mean, you can, it can be postponed, a request can be put in only so many times before a matter starts becoming 5 years down the line, and then you still see the request for, I don't have an attorney, or I need funds, I saw the one, because I need funds to pay my attorney, or I'm sick. Is there anything in place that the Commission can use to try to limit that in these areas? If you can help that.
Honourable Chair, it's very difficult, and it's a status. We are also frustrated. But managers as public office bearers have a right to a fair trial. And the Constitution provides for fair administrative action. So it's up to the presiding officer to hear arguments for a postponement and counter arguments, and on the facts before it, and on the fairness, makes a ruling and say, well, I'm going to grant you this postponement, this is the final postponement. But if the accused man is sick and he serves a sick note or a medical certificate, or his attorney is not available for one or another reason, that we request the deciding office to be very strict in this regard. There is a revision in the Act on the regulations rather than the Amnesty in its absence. But it's not the ideal situation, because he still has the right, if he's back, to cross-examine the witnesses in the testified in his absence. So he actually prolonged the whole proceedings. It's, like I said, it's not the ideal situation with the season Mr. Masino's case in his absence. And we had to reconvene on a number of occasions. We had him to allow him to cross-examine those witnesses, and he had a lengthy time to study whatever that test was. So it's a difficult situation, but we're trying to really limit the occasions. But it's up to the deciding officer, it is the additional discretion in that regard, so we don't want to interfere too much. Thank you.
I think it's always important to say that whoever is this side of the fence representing the people, it's just two people checking in terms of the impact on justice, associated with justice, to whoever the it might be the department that is your position to handle it, but I think it's always important to always keep checking whether these
prolonged suspensions do not affect the court rules and the performance of the courts, but this magistrate's performance is in. And once that is answered, I'm also proposing that we note and accept the report.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Chair, I think we note his concerns and we are in certain agreement with it. It's not in our hands. If a matter is suspended without pay, that's something different. So if we take his salary, you know, like in the Meraki instance, fortunately we can use those funds to upon an acting manager in his place. But if he's suspended without pay, it's a difficult situation. But that's why we really try to expedite and proceed and conclude this disciplinary inquiry as soon as possible. And then this thing, may I just add, it's only 1.4% of all complaints we receive which are dealt with by Parliament. So these are only 1.4% of all magistrates who are charged with misconduct. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable Demand is also support that the should be wanted. We are the best of us. I'll take this up and say thank you. But I think I'll be sure that can you thank the of our ministers for keeping us, giving us treatment all the time and blessing us on behalf of the community. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Sir. Yes, my friend, thank you very much for this report. We really appreciate it, and you know, as always, you are very informed, so you know that you are on the ball, on the thoughts to be on.
Thank you, Chair. Just this is a humble application, maybe.
Oh,
you're obliged to do that.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Honourable members, I think now we proceed to the adoption of our new HM. 3 is for agenda. The minutes of the 19th of November 2014, those minutes where we were in E2 for my safe. Everybody minutes. Can you go to check page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 2.
May I recommend that whenever you are speaking about the membership, it's the with the initial same member to agenda, just honorable member, honorable one. Can you put the initial?
What does it? Yes, sir. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Thank you for the recorded class. About the minutes, except those two corrections. Honorable Manipula.
I'm not confused. 40.1 is in, the members agree that government must benefit community and military veterans, considering the fact about its travel and the government should relative proper assistance. I'm proposing that we should then remove the members benefit owing to the military veterans, considering the struggle
I'm very soon to be taking the house back. But on page number one, under the office chair, I really feel that it will be proper for us to keep our apologies in administrative matter internally within than putting them in the paper exposed like this. It is not okay, Chair. Because everyone can now, meaning we are exposing ourselves to every person, not just everything we deal ourselves. So I think we have agreed with an apology. Let that apology be kept as an administrative measure. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Chair, but I hear what Honorable Chair is saying. We do it, you know, honestly, you may care if I will say. Because if you don't record my apology, it is good as I'm saying. The fact that you don't say apology on the fact of this and that, I think it's a fine just to say you have apologized.
I'm trying to understand the sentence that was corrected by Honorable Manipula, not the past, but that the essence of what did it say? The members argue that the government must resolve benefits. Just to check if I've got the right document. Resolve benefits owing to military veterans considering the past. Apartheid struggle and such government should render the proper assistance to military veterans and their families and the sacrifice they made in World War II. I'm trying to understand what I'm saying.
I'm saying that.
That's pretty much what she's corrected. I'm just saying the essence of the entire paragraph, what is it saying? As a record. Members argued. What is the meaning?
If I can come in the support of us, get the speeches, that was basically a motivation for the Vietnam version. But it's not to think that it's a motivation. Because he's in the issue, so
that support to military veterans would have been what we will go and learn in the
history.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate what Honorable Mishra was saying. There's nothing wrong to teach that is following up on the issues of the safety. The only concern is to disclose the detail of that problem. That is a problem. You can't say I'm into a daughter. The sanctuary charter is gives any person who might not be feeling well the right not to disclose anything. In this question, I don't think this is positionally required. You can capture the following application for you for ourselves and not received. Then you know the names and not as I know to have the specific details, please. I'm saying this for the first time that I see this approach. So I'm saying you can always capture for purpose of record and then have the following approaches. At times it's something that is confidential. You don't even want to disclose, you know. So I'm just repeating, then capture the approaches and not specify the details.
Thank you, Martin. Definitely noted. Honourable members can adopt this with those corrections. Can adopt the minutes with the correction.
Just a minute. So in terms of the question there, was Honourable Julia sponsoring a reworking of the paragraph to find the proper context of the meaning?
I think because you have said it doesn't, the response doesn't indicate that whether it was a motivation. As you asked me, if someone was not there, he she or she cannot understand what's going on. I think the response should be there. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Can we adopt the minutes with all those corrections? Yes, Honorable Member.
Chairperson, there are other things that we also refer to all the corrections, the multiple corrections that we've got in some of the things that we receive today. I propose that we refer to this and see the proper
thank you very much. Okay, thank you to all members. If it's like that, let's refer to the minutes back with all these corrections. Then minutes of the KZM report, KZM report. Minutes of the 18th of in those minutes of February, it was Runa Charlie, page 1. Huh? Oh, sorry, 18 of those, all E315 at 4 New Week, 305 at 4 New Week, page 1. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, can adopt the minutes of the 18th of February 2015.
Yes, sir.
On the point of order, can Honorable Chetty declare why, where has he lost his team today?
Chetty, thank you. Second, thank you, Honorable Shanga. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we are going to our oversight report now. Thank you very much. Our oversight report. Come again.
You are also you are not yourself then. You are sitting next to the
secretary.
I'm making a proposal, Chair. The next time when you come to a meeting, can they please put dividers or flex so that it's your worker friendly for us as members? Even yourself, Chair. I'm speaking also on your behalf, I'm just a vendor. Can you please make the human worker friendly? Put different color so that you make reference to make this yellow green or white color so that we even make it easier for us to pay the bill. Thank you. Not this yellow and green and black.
Okay, we'll do our best to do that. Colors might not be possible, but we'll do our best to
Thank you, Honourable Member. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Yes, eh? Page one. Oh, please, guys. Okay, page one. Huh? Don't get page one. No, page one of this visit. Not of page one for me and other facts. For the visit, name page one. All of that is the escort police station and the escort master court in KwaZulu-Natal and all this. 18, 20, 15 after the minute here. Thank you very much, our members. Thanks very much. Thank you, Honourable Member. Page two.
I'd like to propose the approach. Remember we requested the Secretary to make amendments. Can you take us through the issues that were raised at the last meeting where we requested him to inject and also to refer them preceding sentence and paragraph so that the progress is a whole division. We might raise issues again on the what we can correct what we have corrected last time. Thank you, sir.
Can I to add to the rest of proposal the minutes of 19 November that we just approved on page 3 number 12. There are things expired that should be changed or taken out of the report. Can we just go to the site because the report served for us and we said these things must change. So can we, my suggestion is that we go to those five people and we look for it in the report. Once I'm added, if it's a now chairperson then I want to have a title one of them. Thank you.
It's on page 10 of the report, number 6.5. It is called the Street Court and Renal Court Statistics.
those are the statistics which we took from the information given to us by the impostors and the interpreters there. And we also put answer A and answer B to our table. Just to emphasize those statistics.
Now, what's it in?
Thank you, Chief. 12.4 of our adopted matters states that under recommendation, the report should include the filing of an additional sexual offence score. Now, if you look at page 11 of the report that we're receiving today, it's not included, or I don't understand why it wasn't necessary to include, but it states directly that an additional sexual offence score, and it's not included under the recommendations for the magistrate court in this court. Thank you.
If you look at 7.2 under the magistrate court, the 7.2 is the one, the law is meant to make the magistrate court the instruction that was contained in the case. And then they highlighted the urgent need for a new court. And the department is supposed to indicate the plans for the building of the court construction. And in terms of 7.2.3, and then it says that the current court does not have a developed sexual rights against the court construction, instead of interviewing with. And then here the department must ensure that changes in the infrastructure will accommodate child victims and protect the court. I'm not sure if that helps.
What I'm saying is, we specifically say that there's infrastructure. There's a need for an additional sexual offences court to be built. I think we can just end the one if it's permissible. I just wanted to check, as you stated, whether it's not overstating, but I just want to emphasize because that was a very big problem that they had there. Thank you.
I'm trying to understand, what normally happens is the magistrate court is built in a separate room by time. So are we referring to that? Are we referring to a completely separate court infrastructure? That's not a clarifier.
They can build a new court there without this sexual offences court and stated in our recommendations. Can you just include especially a sexual offences court, please?
I don't think it's appropriate to do that. Thank you.
Change.
any problems.
Thank you very much, all members. Can we adopt this report as it is with those smaller corrections that you find? On turn?
No, I'll look for adoption.
Seven. Honorable José Tobijan. Seven. Thank you very much. We are going to allow the secretary to give us the feedback on preparation for the internal study group. Thank you. Senators.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just like to inquire, while we have the time and waiting for approval, wouldn't it perhaps be advisable, since Vietnam was not available, that we look at a second option as well, to have you to compare? Because at this moment, the first one was rejected. Do we perhaps look at a second option that the committee can compare the two and see which would be more beneficial? At this moment, because the one was rejected, we only have this one option now. Is it going to be too much admin, or can we perhaps look at that, option?
Okay,
thank you, Chair. Also, it still remains an imperative that we find in African countries. So, whatever we plan, I'm saying so because the matter was raised again in the whips and workshop last week, that we must have Africa. So I don't know where in Africa, I have two members of have we expressed it to maybe Mr. Dixon can remind us if we were already, did we drop off the idea of the country, the African country, then in Europe, I can't remember the arguments anymore, but I just bring that element because we might not get the application if there is nothing that takes us to Africa. But because they are trying to put us in, to make sure that we are in complicit of Africa. But then also, Chair, the second part of my input is that can we then, in terms of finally get to fuse whatever, not the country, but the dates for our study tour onto the program, once the management committee has finalized and put its program for the programming for the next program committee, so that then we talk about something that is in the program itself and endorsed on the program, because I don't think it's in the program as yet.
I'm not sure what is the purpose of the study tour. If we will be looking at Africa in terms of security issues, I'm not sure. Because within Africa, we have challenged in terms of safety security issues. But again, I want to know, why are they pushing us to go to Africa? Why there? Some of them, they are going to nowhere. Including our wheel, it's from Europe. Okay? Now, it's not of record, Chair. It's not of record, Chair. It's a concern, a genuine concern, Chair. Because we want to bring what is best for the country to our country. Now, when we undertake a study tour, we are going in a place where we are going to have a better movement to manage issues of safety and security in our country. Now, of course, I understand the Vietnam has fallen because of their own internal issues. I just want us, I want to know who will satisfy us to say, no, we should not go to Europe, we must be in Africa, and he must be in a position to be given us the reasons, and give us the best country that is the best module in terms of safety and security, then we personally, of course, such as Indonesia. But of course, also to move with the motion of Brazil. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you for allowing me to speak for a second time. Chairperson, Chairperson, I think what clearly lacks is, to me, is that the question what we want to achieve has not been asked or answered. I think it appears that we go about as asking which countries would be interesting, which countries haven't been visited, that kind of thing. I think we seriously need to go and sit down and think what we want to achieve with this study tour. And then go and look at the countries that are the best in the world at it.
Because we mustn't forget that if we go on a study tour, we go on a study tour with taxpayers' money. So in the end, this tour needs to benefit the taxpayer. In other words, we need to learn something from them. So we first need to go and ask, what is it that we want to learn from this study tour? And then go and see, who can we learn from? And take those options and take it further from there. Not just which countries would be nice to visit, or if, with all due respect, in our absence, Honorable Wana, who I call Captain Vietnam. If Captain Vietnam wants to go and visit, it's an interesting country, put that name in the hat. Or if I want to go and visit Germany, or if some of the other honorable members want to visit America, we can't decide it on that basis. We need to ask, what is it we want to learn, and who can we learn it from? It's still taxpayers' money in the end of the day. Thank you.
As you said, I'm making a appeal because of sometimes when other members are present after the meeting with apologies, can you kindly assist us, go and read the document so that when we come and engage in the report of the meeting, now that he has said, at least officials this time, we all have an alert that we're not doing their work. They gave us well researched document, we deliberated on it. I think there were all eight countries that were presented to us. And then, honorable media, as much as everything that we did, the emotions were high, the tensions, you know. The suppression of the handful of work. So I'm saying we did engage in the presentation that was presented to us. We took a consideration. It's not like it was a thumbs up as a committee members who were present in the meeting to decide it. So I'm making an appeal that as much as the secretary is going to present to us, he must be brief, not to go into detail because the report was presented to us and so it's able to assist other committee members who were asking. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Yes, of course. Thank you.
Chair, I want to support the move that we stick to as it is. You will recall, Chair, that even in the initial meeting where Vietnam was decided upon, it was Vietnam vis-a-vis Brazil, Mexico. And our argument, we were saying, since Brazil formed part of the BRICS, it equally gave us an opportunity to compare our partners, you know, instead to say who are we partner with. Looking at the research about the crime across the world, Brazil is right amongst, you know, that, and that we therefore have to check and say what are the things that we need to learn to do so that we don't reach a level where they are in advance before we can, you know, see ourselves being elevated into the highest number in terms of, you know, crime in the country. So I'm still of the view that in the absence of Vietnam, let's then adopt Brazil as the country to go. Yes, take into consideration that the issues that Honorable Nzimande raised of always also giving, you know, African countries an opportunity to be counted when we want to play. It's very important, but it should not be on the basis of the presentations of the with chairperson's meeting, because that was totally almost what Honorable Mishanda said, to say, why are they saying committees should not go? But even now, as a city, the authority of NCOP, they're all in Europe, and they don't want you to go there. What are the reasons behind that? If they lead, they must lead by example. Let them be them who you refrain from going to Europe. And all of us will follow that way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Around the chapters.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been provoked to talk.
I kind of refrain, but then you haven't provoked. Firstly, in view of the fact that I was absent at the last meeting, and based on the internet wisdom of those who were present that took the decision as to where we should be going. Honorable Chair, I've got no issue with the fact that as much as I'm surrounded, we're not going to Vietnam. I've got no issue with the fact that it's not sitting.
headquartered in Chile. The same choice between Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico. I have no problem supporting that. But the issue is this. Protection means that a case is in the woman, dealing with people that I can see. Even though he can reach here, he's dealing with the system of protection. So listen, what I want to find out is this. We're told that the official, that it's recommended or it is advised that we should not be Mexican due to the fact that they were in Japan and Russia. Surely that might be one reason why we should go. Because if we are doing this sincerely, wouldn't that be a best practice? You've got outgoing, suppose what happens, we can't say just what's going to happen at a commission. But if we arrive at that point in time and there is a submission, we will know what they're best practice and what they're using and what they're not. But what we want to go out there and find is best practice that we deal with in this country. Now, if it's best practice, I don't believe that the administration will keep it out. And if it's not, it might. But wouldn't that be an incentive for us to want to go? And I'm not forcing the issue to be massive yet, but also I'm saying to you, it's not just so easy for me to accept that because somebody else we mustn't go, because it's just with an election. I'm saying this is where we are politicians. In fact, I have to go to a country where an election is taking place. And see exactly how their democracy unfolds, or dictatorship, depending on which one it is. But that's what we should be also looking at. It'll benefit us in true understanding of democracy. So I think if it's possible that the officials tell us that it's definitely a no-no that we cannot go to Mexico, based on this one day. But if it's a suggestion that because of an election we should be doing, I think as a community, we've not decided whether the right for a coach to go or not. I also believe that we should go all through the country based on the information and the information that your country took in my essence, and that was the right thing for us to choose as an alternative to Vietnam and Korea. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Brazil and Mexico, they are close to each other. So maybe not. Yeah, but they are on the coast there. So I'm just taking the possibility of going to two countries and then within the circle.
Okay. So is the footage as the third country because it's Colombia, Colombia, which is not to report, and at Brazil, we're sure about Brazil, so we need another third country.
Yeah,
third Colombia,
yeah.
And Mexico. Yes, we are three now, if we're taking back the, yes. No, the third country. Yes, and you know, Honorable Sangha and Honorable Commission, your comment is good. But we're in a workshop, and really, if somebody can say, if you are talking about to Nigeria, you know, all those countries are learning from South Africa. Almost, South Africa is the leading country in the Africa. So, really, somebody said you must go to Zimbabwe. I don't want to get from Zimbabwe, but it's about the comedy. It's also about the motivation. It depends what we want.
Sorry, you have a point about that. We can
learn from Zimbabwe. But we are not in Africa. It depends on the motivation. What we want. I supported a few years ago. Our officials must support that. And therefore, if we get somebody to accept our thing, he must or she must write back to us. Why? Thank you very much.
The purpose of the director is not one element, it's also to share our practices. So whatever motivation that is put, it should take out all the elements that are relevant for the 32. It's to learn, it's to share also, because things which I just expected in the world. And that was I proposed in our own that we rather than the UNESCO and the subject this to program for the committee.
Because
we both giving you the support that you'll be supporting the recommendation.
One of them
will have the same. Can I make a request that allow me to ensure that the implementer is here before the program agreement? He is not going to account up to me on the basis of African Union, please.
Thank you very much, honorable member. Honorable,
I think this is our marketing. So we'll be going with Brazil and Colombia. And in terms of the partnership, I think that we need to be able to say that. The proposed business plan is that to continue with our commission to offer the vision of a full new company.
It was Brazil was proposed and it was seconded. Now it's Colombia, which is a pipeline. We also support that. Isn't that?
Thank you.
And
most people
must be like, can we read? Do we see one thing? According to those. I think let's put a price in with Brazil and Colombia.
Yeah, but probably this is we'll go there.
Okay,
let's just also look at that in Shabbat.
Next
time. Let's look at that in Shabbat, the other subject.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable member. I think we finish all our agenda and we'll ask the management to stay up, to stay there. Thank you very much for your time, the way you argued is good. Thank you very much for giving us a direction in this point. And thank you very much. Thanks. The meeting is adjourned.
Just management is the main behind the main